Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I both talked to Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand privately about the nature of Satan. Once you admit Satan's real and that God's really a power over the enemy. Here's a short clip from Tucker Carlson's latest interview, and then we'll go to break, come back with breaking news, and then Ivan Raiklin's in the studio. Stay with us.
So the things that the people in charge hate include nature.
Yes.
And the class of people who are most useful to your nation, you describe them. Cops, firemen, teachers, nurses, all of them are crushed during COVID, by the way.
Yes.
And farmers. And it's indisputable that if you don't have those people, you don't have a society. You could get rid of every think tank and every sociology department and every liberal arts university, and you'd probably be okay. You get rid of your farmers, you starve to death. So it's not obvious why the leadership of a country would hate the very people they need most and hate the most beautiful and valuable thing they have, which is nature. Why do they hate those things?
It terrifies me to contemplate, Tucker, that people like Alex Jones and, in our country, David Icke, who, aside from some views that are impossible to corroborate around quite occultist and, shall we call them, marginal ideas, difficult to corroborate ideas, when it comes to the subject of globalization and the increasing authoritarianization of our planet, appear to have been ahead of the curve. You can see them 20, 30 years ago saying with the empowerment of NATO, the empowerment of World Banks and the WHO, like this, it's extraordinary. And it seems to me that the disempowerment of ordinary people, the condemnation, the demoralization of the public to create people that just are weary and broken and is, if not enslaved, then so dependent it amounts to a form of slavery, cannot be inadvertent. It seems to be a denial of something fundamental that I, in my language, I would call spirit. The right to be who you are, that there isn't something fundamentally ugly or wrong with you, that you are allowed to be who you are. And I see that as a universal principle that will be applied all the way from the left to the right across various ways that people claim their individual identity now. It seems to me that, yes, that if you start to attack those pivotal infrastructural roles, I was struck when speaking to some of the people that you work with, man, that, you know, that's been a cop for 26 years in New Jersey, 35 years in the security first services. But these are people that give their lives for a country. So to tell those people that your country doesn't mean anything, or to alter the meaning of what a nation is, or alter what your contribution has been, it seems to be about a kind of disorientation. And it's difficult, actually, sometimes. The reason I mentioned at the beginning of this rather caroming answer figures that are broadly condemned as conspiracy theorists, but then aren't we all these days? The reason I mention them is because they talk specifically about ideas to do with spirituality, morality, and ethics. And it's hard for someone like me to consider that the goals of this global establishment are anything other than power, finance, dominion. But when you talk about this loathing of nature, whether that's human nature or botany or the great expanse, it's difficult to think that there isn't something dark at its core.
Because there's no rational explanation for that. How could you want to despoil nature? How could you hate human nature? How could you want to hurt people? Those are not rational responses to anything. I mean, there's got to be. I mean, clearly, what we're watching are the fruits of spiritual war. If you can think of a better explanation, let me know.
Certainly, the solution seems to me to be spiritual. And even when they're talking about ecology and evoking words like Gaia, like the spirit of the planet, it seems oddly utilitarian. The Earth is a resource. Even when claiming to care about the types of energy industry that might be most beneficial and those which might not be as beneficial, I don't see reverence. I don't see an acknowledgement of the sacredness of the Earth. That the Earth is not a resource. It's not, you know, obviously the left and right are classically almost at this point divided around the subject of climate change. And what I feel is, Well, who among us ought not love our planet and behave respectfully and reverentially and lovingly to our planet? And how is that going to happen if no one has a relationship with it? I think like 90% of, in my country, 90% of the land is inaccessible to most people. 90% of the land is privately owned. Like land that used to be commonly held is now all privately owned. There has been successive law after successive law that has moved power and control and the land and nature herself into the hands of an elite. And is this, I said...
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. Anymore. We're not in the enemy's beta test. We are in the fulcrum. We are in the battle. We are fighting for our lives. And I know that you'll simply admit that to yourself. We will win. You are so smart, so powerful, and I'm waiting for you to join us. Said, I've got all these articles about Pino Pesca because their whole program, their ESGs are falling apart. Their whole New World Order is going down. We are wrecking the living hell out of them. But the enemy's going to hit back. So just because we're having some victories, let's not start celebrating yet. John Pino Pesca to replace Kerry as top climate diplomat. So Kerry's running around trying to cut our gas-powered stoves off and our cars off and starve the living hell out of us. And now they're going to put this... Man, read the WikiLeaks, man. We're going to have kids ready for you in upstate New York in a hot tub. They're 7, 9, and 10. They're going to service you, sir. I mean, that's screwing kids, folks. This son of a bitch screws kids. He's caught red-handed. Julian Assange is in solitary confinement and tortured to death. Bring us this information. It's like in Star Wars when she says... Many Bothas have died to bring us this information. That's a movie. This is the real world. Many people have been put in prison and killed to bring us this information. And we just sit there kind of like, oh, the NSA talked to our people last night and said they're turning on the NSA spy grid and they're about to have white supremacist attack the Border Patrol. Oh, that's just Alex over there. You know, he's just saying that stuff. I didn't say that. It's true. You're being given the keys to their destruction. That's what we do. Because we're willing to do it, folks. And people go, why are you still alive? Because the devil ain't in charge, folks. We give him all the power he's got. How about we stop giving him the power? The New World Order pulled me over today and stood me up against the wall and said, reject Jesus Christ or I'm going to shoot in the back of the head. I'd say, thank God I'm about to get the hell out of this. And I'm not suicidal. I'm just saying it's a big burden to fight these people, but it's a pleasurable one. But it's also like just complete the mission. Be a man. Never stop. Never give up. Never bend. And it's like, oh, you're going to kill me? I have the things they've done to my family. I don't bitch. I'm not a victim. The things they've done to me. It's like, oh, God, you already hurt me so bad. What do you do next? And it's, that's the ecstasy of it, is they've hurt me so bad. There's not much more they can do. The last thing I'm going to do is get my hands around their neck. Because my full will is against them. They can feel like a knife in their guts. My will is like a double-edged foot-long dagger shoved right up their ass. And they can feel it, and they know it, and I'm going to get them. I'm going to get your ass. It was the last thing I do. You know, Captain Ahab got his leg cut off and broken up in that fictional book. And he hated that white whale and went after it. Well, all that white whale did was take your leg off, man. I get it. You're pissed. But you took a lot more of my leg. You took a lot more. And I know you're going down. I can smell your death. I can feel it right now. And sure, I'd love to be around at the end of this and sit around and piss on your graves. But that's not going to happen. We all know what's going to happen. We're going to beat these people. And we're going to get them. And we got them right now. They think they got us. We got them. They think they broke our will. We have broken their will. And I want you right now to know why they fear this broadcast. Because the Spirit of God is alive with us right now. We are dialed into God. We are eternal. We are eternal. And we will never submit to them. We will never bow. I got hundreds of articles right here. Hundreds. I got clips that are so horrible. My only failure is I watch this stuff and I don't even want to put it on air. But you know what? It is what it is. Let's just look at this headline right here. Look at this headline right here. Because it says it all. Look at this meme. If you're ready to listen, I'll describe it. It's a little sweet girl, probably a four-year-old girl. You'd die for her, wouldn't you? There's no question you would, because you got God on your side. If you don't look at her ready to die for her, you're dead already. Drive a car? No. She can't drive a car. She doesn't know how. We're going to protect her. Pick your bedtime, little four-year-old boy? No. Drink a beer? For a little six-year-old girl, no. Vote, no. Cut off your sexual organs and take hormones, yes. Look how far we've slid. Look what we've become. And God's literally looking down on us, watching us, giving us the energy and the program to stop this and saying, I want you on my side, but if you don't resist this, I'm going to cut you off. It's that simple. Can't drive a car, can't pick her own bedtime, can't drink a beer, can't vote, but you can sure as hell cut your penis off. Does that not say everything in this video? You know, the same, I was literally sending this 2 days ago at like 6 a.m. to the crew to air. I never aired it. And like as I'm sending the video off Twitter, off X to the crew, Joe Rogan sends me the link and says, look how evil this is. I'm like, wow, that's the zeitgeist. I never got to it. It's this mother, look at her. It's this trendy mother with her 10-year-old daughter, and she cries and begs and doesn't want it, and they inject her with pellets that are going to sterilize her for life and ruin her power. And this person does it because she wants to be trendy. Lady, you got God to deal with. But just look at them. It's their sacrament. I will bring to you Molech, my daughter. I will destroy her fertility. I will bow to you. I will give you everything you want. Just give me your certification of approval. And that is the mark of the beast. Look at the face of that mother. Look at the face of that mother right here. Her begging mommy, don't do it. We're like, we're taking your fertility. You're never going to have children. We're raping you beyond rape. And there's the mother right there. Look at the face. The satisfaction. Look at the overhead shot. Look at the shot. Right here. Look at that mother. Right here. Guys, overhead shot. Look at that. The pleasure. The pressing on the nerve of God. I've got my daughter here. We're about to sterilize her. And there ain't nothing you can do to stop it. Yeah. And look at this map. Before Obama, 2007, no gender transition clinics. And look at it after Obama. And the Pritzkers and all of them. Modern human sacrifice. All right, I'm out of time. I'm going to go to break. Ivan Ranklin's about to take over. He'll be joining me in studio to talk about what's happening in Congress, what's happening with the border and the New World Order, formerly the U.S. Intelligence Agency, Green Beret, Patriot, straight ahead, Ivan Ranklin, straight ahead. We'll be back in 4 short minutes. But whatever you do, don't share the links. Don't tell people to tune in. We might actually win if you did that. No, just sit there and be murdered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Trump has been heavily involved in Congress, doing great work there, getting them to go after the real targets. Ivan, great to have you in the studio, and I guess you broke your leg.
Yeah, fantastic to be here, Alex, as always. Yeah, I did, but that's not going to slow me down. That's only going to, you know what, I'm faster now that I'm in a wheelchair, because when I'm squeaking through the halls of Congress, they're not going to be able to run from me, these octogenarian, just poisonous humans.
So you were on a toboggan, you were on a sled.
So here's the story. After I went and confronted Hunter Biden in the hallway for asking him, what kind of crack do you smoke, Mr. Biden? He sent his goons after me. Six of them are still in the hospital. One I let go to let them know that, guess what, I'm coming for all of you. And I got that, remember that deep state target list that I introduced you to last time I was on the show? I got a quick video that goes into a little bit more detail if you want to play that.
Do they have that?
Yeah, they do.
Guys, you have his video?
It's 2 minutes and 31 seconds.
Well, let's roll it. Here it is.
Then for the radio.
Yeah, you got the receipts.
All right, right now, basically what we're looking at here is a list of video with the snapshots of the Twitter accounts of our deep state target list, where we're going to go after every single digital piece of evidence and residue that they left on the internet.
This is like one of those card decks.
Yep, to showcase their seditious conspiracy. There's the treason category. There's the sedition category. Again, those that unmasked Flynn, the 39 of them that have Twitter accounts, the 51 that provided cover for the Biden criminal syndicate laptop, their Twitter accounts. And every
single direct message was
released for the public to read, see, and hear as we piece together the seditious conspiratorial actions that you committed over the course of the last 8 years. And it's going to be glorious.
Right.
By the way, people say, oh, what does this do? When I was talking to Trump a lot and just saying, hey, Fiona Hill, hey, General McMasterson, they were flipping out in the news and like have the CIA literally following me around harassing me. They are so scared of intel.
Yeah. I mean, all this is publicly available. Well, not publicly available information. You don't need a FOIA this. All you need to do is say, hey, Elon Musk, change your rules of service, right? Terms of service to say, you know, in the public interest, in the interest of transparency, why don't we just take a look and see whether or not, remember what they did with, he looked at the logs, right? For you.
Yeah.
And it was clear that, what's that? Oliver Darcy was the one that basically...
It was the Democratic Party.
Twitter, from X. Well, let's take a look at their direct messages, all the people that I have listed here in this video. And we're going to find out for sure, I would say, beyond any shadow of
doubt. It's your mouth to God's ears. Explain why this is so important.
If we pull all... If Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi join forces with us to go ahead and look at the direct messages of all these actors right now, we're going to be able to showcase beyond any doubt that they conducted a seditious conspiratorial coup starting in 2016 as soon as Mike Pence was foisted on Donald Trump to be his VP pick, and Crossfire Hurricane started illegally by defrauding the FISA court by spying on Carter.
But he was the main agent the whole time.
What's that?
Mike Pence was the agent the whole time.
I think so.
So we'll get back to that, but just looking at the American battle space right now, what do you make of it?
So right now, I mean, like you said in the previous segment, we got them on the ropes, right? They're obviously going to fight back. They're going to escalate against us. But guess what? We're going to be able to escalate in a
we're not going to stop.
Right. We're not going to.
Now we know the game.
We have a massively more powerful First Amendment. Now that you're back on X, now that Tucker is the view count on his content is 10x anything coming. He's bigger than Joe Rogan.
50 million a day.
He's easily bigger than Joe Rogan at this point. So now we have a First Amendment. We have all these other infrastructures in play. Truth.
Every top person is anti-globalist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, top people, Elon Musk, you, Joe Rogan. Well, Joe Rogan's kind of slow rolling, I think, to our side.
He's joining us, yeah.
And then we have all the other players, right? Owen's back. He's out of jail.
So what are they going to do, though? They're not going to give up.
So they're going to, I mean, the easiest thing for them to do, I think, is to shut down the internet and then move forward from there, right?
So a cyber attack.
Yeah. And they've been kind of preempting that. They're talking about, like you talked about, the Civil War. But the problem is that we've already realized what they're willing to do. They're willing to go violent against us. They're willing to, I got a shirt on today. They're willing to go ahead and murder folks like Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, right, on the Capitol grounds. They're willing to murder on the back of my shirt here is Roseanne Boylan. And they're using other means and mechanisms such as the clot shot, the bioweapon, etc. And what's happening right now at the border, they're probably going to try to instigate, right? They have, I call them at this point, the domestic terrorist organization known as the Democrat Party. The county GOP in Maverick County, Texas, is about to deploy personnel to conduct a, they call it a protest, but who knows how out of hand it's going to get. And they're there to confront the National Guard to obstruct justice. The National Guard there is to protect our border and
Texas
sovereignty.
Explain that. They're manipulating groups.
Right. So I don't know how many people are going to show up, but I'm reading here in a report just 19 hours ago, Eagle Pass, and it says here that the leader of the Maverick County Democrat Party is going to try to stage a protest, and it's going to get in the way of the National Guard. And that's from not only this, but also a good source within the National Guard that we received earlier today. And again, we, the convoy that I was a part of, I was there at the kickoff in Virginia Beach earlier this week on Monday. And because of my bum leg, I wasn't able to travel with them the entire period. I flew down yesterday, linked up with them yesterday at the rally last night.
Ted Nugent, yep. Everybody there.
Why weren't you there, Alex?
I was on air.
Okay, you're always on air.
Appreciate millions of people.
Ted Nugent. We had Sarah Palin show up. We had, obviously, the local crew, Doc Chambers,
no,
Dan Vandersteel.
Right?
I know.
Sauron stays in the tower.
I don't know. Maybe you were up there.
No, I need to go more. I almost went.
No, we had quite a few people up there, and Michael Yon was there. Some of the big players that now, yesterday, Tucker just had with, what's his name?
Brett Weinstein.
Where they were talking about Michael Yon's work and exposing what's going on in the Darien Gap. And I think at this point, the mainstream GOP lemmings are now receiving information that we've already known for years, right? You've known for decades. I've known for years. And now it's actually being received by the lemming, establishment Republicans via Tucker on X while he has these conversations explaining that, hey, it's not only migrants that are coming, illegal immigrants coming for better opportunity for themselves at the expense of the American citizen. In addition to that, you have Mayorkas working with the CCP, likely, to go ahead and destroy our country by keeping our open borders.
What do you make of the intel we got that they're using NSA face recognition and saying white supremacists are going to attack? That's a way to try to discredit things. It's so pathetic. The Border Patrol itself says it's a false flag. They're not buying any of it. So out of the gates, the Border Patrol's not buying it.
It's not going to work because they're not on their home turf. In Washington, D.C., they can do all the false flags they want and need and strive for because they have the judiciary on lock. They have the Capitol Police Board on lock because it's controlled still by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's U.S. Capitol Police Chief. But in Texas, guess what? I mean, at the end of the day, don't mess with Texas, and then 25 other states support Texas sovereignty. It's a different dynamic.
No, I mean,
and we have the advantage.
I'm not the one saying false flagging like the feds are telling us this. Like, they're like, we're going to stop the false flag.
No, they're trying to inject themselves in order to push their agenda.
Well, how screwed is the globalist that we're like going to the feds? They're like, we're going to stop the false flag, Jones.
Like, the Biden criminal.
Wait, stay there. We'll come right back.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. You want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer and Green Beret, is our guest. Thanks, man. That's
the Deep State Marauder is here in studio.
Frontline report.
Known again.
If you are receiving this transmission,
You are the resistance.
So you've been a little busy beaver in Congress. There's quite a fight for the Republic. We got 30 minutes left before the next guest host takes over. What do you want to cover?
No, let's talk about, I think, like we talked about before, we're winning. We're incrementally winning. One line of effort that...
And I wouldn't lie to listeners. We are winning.
Yeah, absolutely. One line of effort is that... remember the Declaration of Military Accountability? I'm one of the signers of the 231. Six of us actually were together at that rally yesterday. And for those that don't remember, take a look at it, militaryaccountability.com. And the main focus here is we're here to admonish the lawless, encourage the faint-hearted, and strengthen the weak. And the way we do that is we're going to clean our own house. Our own institution, first and foremost, which is the Department of Defense. So majority, well, almost all except for one of the 230 are either current service members or former service members. All branches of
and
our
and it blew up.
Services.
Tens of thousands signed on.
Yeah, so I think we're at 30, 40,000 that have signed on. And at this point, it's reached maybe 20, maybe 50 million.
And we're at the border, and the Border Patrol is giving us everything. Like, here's our secret documents, here's their operations, we're trying to stop a false flag. That's going to really upset the globalists.
Yeah, so we're trying to basically claw back our institutions with patriots. So now we're in a position where, with the information you're putting out on X, with Tucker, with X in general, with Elon Musk, we're now in a position to showcase that what happened in 2020, not only with the illegal election, but then the subsequent cover-ups, but then in addition to that, the illegal DOD clot shot mandate. And the book that outlines every single aspect
of
and
component.
This book.
You told me to read this page, but you read it. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So this book right here, written by a current Navy commander, Robert A. Greene, Jr., called Defending the Constitution Behind Enemy Lines, A Story of Hope for Those Who Love Liberty. This is basically a summary over the course of the last 3 years of the impact of the illegal Department of Defense clot shot mandate. Right? They call it the COVID-19 mandate. Well, guess what? Now we're getting to the point where we're going to prove the necessary elements of a crime that results in Nuremberg 2.0 on steroids, right? Now, one thing I want to link to you that I really like to highlight when I talk about this book is on page 99. The chapter is called The Court Martial of Courage. I'm going to read it. As the COVID-19 vaccine data began revealing significant safety concerns, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw attempted to communicate these risks to his chain of command. He was repeatedly shut down or ignored. For his own situation, Lieutenant Bashaw declined the COVID-19 so-called vaccine based on his religious convictions. He also ultimately declined both the masks, I call them face toilets, and the CCP-19 diagnostic tests, known as the medical nose rapes, on their status as emergency use products. So then on January 12th of 2022, he was charged with the violation of Article 92, failure to obey order or regulation, and was referred for trial by a special court-martial. The bottom signature on Lieutenant Bashaw's court-martial charge sheet and the person signed on behalf of Major General Robert Edmondson, who's one of the listed names that we're going after on the Declaration of Military Accountability, the JAG that signed off on that general was a guy by the name of Army Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, who was the brother of the fake whistleblower Alexander Vindman. Does that make sense?
Same group of people.
This incestuous relationship between these seditious co-conspirators that when you go back and watch the video that we posted at the beginning of this segment, they're all in there. And when we open up all of their direct messages, I'm already getting hate on all the trolls coming out. Oh, they're tagging the domestic terrorist organization known as the FBI that they need to stop.
Oh, they're hitting us with a billion requests an hour trying to shut out InfoWars
really?
For a week straight. We're talking tens of millions of dollars to attack right now. It's failed. We're still up, but they're panicking right now.
Yeah, they're panicking because guess what? Just like Jack Smith used to X or Twitter to go ahead and look into Donald Trump's Twitter account.
He said, give me every person that ever liked Trump.
I want to see every single person that has communicated with Jamie Raskin, with Adam Schiff on Twitter. Right?
Sue them.
All
well,
of
that's
their
the thing
staffers.
Is we shouldn't be intimidated. We should be honored they're coming after us.
Yeah.
Because we're a lot more us than them.
Let's go on offense.
But how do we world folks we're scared of them?
How do we motivate Elon Musk to do this?
I mean, I don't know. I think Elon's already
he's got all the data in his hands.
He's already hitting all the cylinders. I don't know what he's going to do.
So there you go. That's the book. Now. Declaration of Military Accountability, right? We promise to exhaust all moral, ethical, and legal means to restore the rule of law, and we'll begin by attempting to hold senior military leaders accountable. This should be the template for if you're a whistleblower in DHS or sick of what's going on there, you need to come out and do something similar to this.
For people that don't get it, more and more military leaders saying no, other people hear about it.
Yes.
It's a chain reaction.
Now, Brad Miller, who's kind of our de facto spokesperson for this declaration, did a recording with Tucker Carlson, and I think that should be airing next week. I think once that's out there in the broader public, the Lemming Republicans are going to start to take notice, and those that were not complicit in the COVID, what I call the COVID coercion and the mandate molestation, they're going to basically see it for what it was. They were all duped, and guess what? I think all of them were duped by the same individuals that were part of the Crossfire Hurricane team. Have you ever covered the guy by the name of Brian Auten on your show?
I have. Explain Crossfire Hurricane. That's the whole fake program to, like, delegitimize Trump.
Yeah, 2016, Mike Pence is foisted on Trump to be his handler by the RNC, meaning Reince Priebus, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, right? And 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, there's an counterintelligence investigation that's launched on Donald Trump and those that are within his periphery that could expose the deep state, namely General Flynn with Crossfire Razor. Those were the code names for the counterintelligence investigation. It was unlawfully started. It had no lawful predicate. And then they even went above and beyond by defrauding the FISA court to obtain a FISA warrant to then spy on Carter Page to then penetrate the entire ecosystem of the Trump campaign. And those that were involved in that, the senior ops guy, the senior supervisory special agent on that was Joseph Pientka III. Guess where he's sitting today, Alex? He's the number three guy at the San Francisco field office of the FBI, coordinating still the censorship regime. And guess who was the supervisory intelligence analyst on Crossfire Hurricane? Guess where he is now? He's over at the Foreign Influence Task Force at FBI headquarters, coordinating with Joseph Pienka and Elvis Chan, who we found out about in the Missouri v. Biden lawsuit of the First Amendment kind of destruction scheme of the Biden criminal syndicate. All these individuals are still in place, and Christopher, what I like to call Christopher Ray Epps, the FBI director, is the one providing top cover for all of them. But guess what? When we start to go into those DMs, Elon Musk, wink, wink, if you allow the public to see all this, everything will be proven beyond any doubt.
And then they were using Twitter as a communication system.
I mean, they had to have. If they did, because that's the easiest mechanism to obtain evidence. Because if we do a FOIA, what are they going to do? They're going to block it. They're going to totally block everything. We're going to use the same precedent of good old Jackie Boy Smith. And
what do you make as a lawyer, as a former lawyer, on Fannie Willis in Georgia and the New York?
He's on my list too.
The New York real estate trial with no jury, and then the E. Jean Carroll. I mean, that is like really backfired on them, but they keep doubling down.
They think that if they apply enough pressure, Trump and us are going to back down. No, it doesn't work. So they got most of the lemmings, right? They duped them. They got the those that were kind of hesitated. What they didn't get were those that were not going to bend a knee at all costs, meaning you, me, and the people that are propping up.
Well, they've done a separated things, made it very clear.
Right, and now we're going to expose every single component of them. If there's any level of corruption, then we're seeing it in Fannie Willis.
Well, that's what they don't get. I'm not the toughest guy around.
We're going to do the same thing to them.
When I'm under attack, I don't know how to roll over. I'm just like, I'm going to fight harder.
It's exactly.
Like you're literally beating the hell out of me. You think I'm going to roll over? They don't even give you a chance. It's like you're being attacked. What do they think we're going to do?
No, in a game of chicken, right, I'm either going to win or you're going to lose. Those are the only two options. And you have that same mindset, and the viewers have the same mindset. So the more they escalate, the quicker their demise happens, in my opinion.
Well, because they're forcing an attack on people that aren't backing down.
Yeah.
How does that end?
Well, I think you mentioned it earlier in one of your shows a few weeks ago. It comes down to it's either mutually assured destruction or we win. It's up to them on how they want it to end.
Do you think they know they're losing? Because they are losing.
I think they do, and that's why they're maneuvering. I mean, they remember Vijaya Gadde, the general counsel?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Use their discretionary authority to criminalize you in consultation with the general counsel, which is at the bottom and the bottom there. When you fast forward to the next slide, which is the composition of the Capitol Police Board today, if you can move on to the next
slide,
you're going to see that the only person that remains from January 6th in this entire construct, which is found in Title 2 of the U.S. Code, Chapter 29, this is this whole construct, is the general counsel of the Capitol Police. And guess who the Capitol Police Chief is now since January or July 23rd of 2021? It's Thomas Manger, who's married to a woman. They live in Jamie Raskin's congressional district, and they're pretty close. So when you start to do the link analysis of all these people, and you start to try to figure things out, the reason why in October the insurrection in the Cannon Building, no one was arrested, it's because it was a Democrat op, and the Capitol Police Chief, who was appointed by Pelosi and Schumer sergeants at arms back in July of 21, is not going to prosecute them. But if you're somebody that they need to politically persecute from January 6th, they're going to put together an evidentiary package, manipulate the CCTV footage, coerce Capitol Police testimony, put that together, and then send it over to the Department of Justice.
Well, what's going
to
happen now is the general public knows it was staged. When we're down there at the border, the feds all go, oh, they're about to stage January 6th. The feds, the NSA's blowing the whistle. The feds are telling us, we don't want to do January 6th. Biden's doing it. I mean, they've screwed themselves. Everyone now knows about false flags. Years ago, nobody knew about that.
Agreed. But the point here is that we have to identify. I get it. You can say feds, but we need to be more meticulous on identifying who the
feds are. So what do you make of the pipe bomb info coming out?
So the pipe bomb info. So the RNC, the lady that identified the pipe bomb at the RNC was handed that information over to one of the security guards at the RNC. I've talked to him numerous times, and I'm hoping that the committee is going to start talking to this guy. He called it in to the U.S. Capitol Police. So the RNC response was done by the U.S. Capitol Police because that guy was a former U.S. Capitol Police officer. The response over at the DNC was done by the D.C. Metro, because that area has concurrent jurisdiction between U.S. Capitol and D.C. Metro. When you start to learn all these nuanced jurisdictional components and look at the individual players that were involved in identifying, reporting, you'll start to see how the cover-up occurred. And I go back to the Capitol Police Board. The cover-up starts with the Capitol Police Board, and the way that we address this political persecution, it's not in the courts. It's not at the DOJ. It's not at the FBI. We have to expose the Capitol Police Board, and guess what? That general counsel, he has a Twitter account. It's at the nobody guy, Elon Musk. I want to see all of his direct messages as he's communicating with Harry Dunn, as they're lying in testimony before the J6.
And you know they did it.
I want to see Akinilo Gonell, who has a Twitter account, and his communications with that guy. I want to see his communications between him and Jamie Raskin. And not only that, I demand that Barry Loudermilk subpoena all of the internal communications of the General Counsel of the U.S. Capitol Police, the Capitol Police Chief, current, former, and all the leadership, to include Julie Farnham and Yogananda Pittman, who were head of the Intel and Interagency Coordination Division.
Well, that said,
the U.S. Capitol Police.
That said, they're trying to
show everything, Alex. Everything about the Fed's direction coup, in my opinion.
What do you think Trump's biggest obstacles are right now?
That right there. I know I'm like a beating a dead horse. If he wants to dispense with his D.C. trial with Jack Smith, he has to shine the light on.
Well, by the way, they just took it off the docket.
I saw that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I think if they took it off the docket, I haven't really thought through this.
It just shows they're not getting their political.
Initial reaction is that they see the writing is on the wall.
It backfired.
It backfired.
Like, I can tell them.
Yep.
I'm not. I don't have some computer program. Trump, people love him. Prosecuting him makes him more popular.
Yeah. And they didn't expect that. I think Paul Ryan, I think I saw Paul Ryan making a statement that, ooh, I didn't think that he was going to be so much more popular. So they're going back to the drawing board trying to figure out.
Oh, even Axelrod went on Meet the Press and said, oh, he shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
Stop.
It only made him more popular. But at this point, it's off the rails. They're not going to be able to stop it. I think the only.
So what do they do? Stage a terror attack?
Most probable course of action, in my opinion, of the enemy, meaning the Uniparty, both are the China First Republicans.
The hijackers of America.
China First Democrats. They're going to continue to try to keep him off the ballot where they can. Try to make it so that he is not able to secure the necessary delegates going into the RNC convention. And if he
Which
does,
they charged him for doing himself, trying.
Right. And so, remember, the RNC convention is going to be in Milwaukee. So we're looking at July. If he ends up securing, if they're not able to block him from getting the majority and securing the nomination in July, I suspect that the Uniparty is going to go ahead and put Michelle Obama as president for the Democrats and Gavin Newsom as the VP.
So let's answer this question. No one has said this. And we want to get Trump in. He's the real president. We know that. It's almost worse for them if they kill him or steal it. What happens if they steal this again? They already saw the second, third order response that was devastated them. Ivan Raiklin, what happens if they steal it again? Or what happens if they kill Trump?
That's what I was going to get to, the most dangerous course of action, right?
I
will say
they turned him into literally Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, one point. So they either try to foist, if he's going to basically win, they're going to try to foist a Nikki Haley or another handler like they did in the first term. But that's still too dangerous. So for them, right? Because we're coming for him, right? we're going to clean house. So then what do? They're going to potentially go to the 1960s model where they do an MLK, JFK, or an RFK on Trump, right?
Well, and once they start killing, I think they'll stop at Trump.
So here's what I'll say. And this is a message directly to every single person on the deep state target list. My assessment, Ivan Raiklin's assessment, that if you assassinate any political presidential candidate, whether it's RFK, whether it's Trump, guess what? America will do the following immediately. They will respond in kind, and they know who you are because we've created the list. So if you,
and that's a major Rubicon. They should know that.
Immediately. You're going to see immediate response, and there are only a few buildings in Washington, D.C. that they will probably do that.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but these people are crazy.
And having said that, if they do that, option two behind Trump is going to be so much better for us and so much worse.
Well, I was about to say, if they kill him, that's best case scenario, from a sick level. From a sick level beating him, oh, please kill him, which I don't, I mean, but it's so good after that.
Oh, it's going to be the best cleansing and the fastest cleansing that we've ever seen in my lifetime. I assess with almost certainty, with the highest level of confidence, that if they assassinate Trump, it is so game over for them, and it's going to be so fast.
I'm actually scared of that, though. It's so explosive.
It is. That's why, I mean, it's basically, it's a warning to them, right? If they cross the Rubicon, you saw how popular he was, I mean, by just prosecuting.
When I get close to the side guys, it's not a pussy thing. I start getting tears because my brain goes in overdrive. And when I start hearing about Trump being sassy, I start, like, literally, because my brain is like...
So I've thought through this. I mean, you think through this. It's a chess game, right? Second, third, fourth move, fifth move. And if they do that, it's...
Well, I pray for Trump not to be killed.
It's going to accelerate.
If they're dumb enough to kill him, though, they have literally handed us total victory.
Yeah. And guess... So here's my assessment.
I think they're dumb enough to do it, though.
And then it begs the question, well, who within the deep state or the globalist uniparty is going to be the one behind that potential assassination? I say there's two main options that I've thought through. Number one, they call on John Kerry to coordinate with his Iranian buddy Mullahs, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To then,
oh, they're going to activate sleeper cells.
They're going to make it look like the Iranians...
I agree. They're genius. I agree. They're going to use Iranians. That's what's being set up.
And that's what you're seeing, right? Some of the skirmishes going on with Iran.
They're
going
to claim Iran did it. Oh, my God. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
They already had that set up with the Iranians a couple years ago.
Or number two.
At Mar-a-Lago.
Just like, yeah, exactly. Just like the FBI did in the 60s on
Mar-a-Lago. No one's going to buy it. No one. If you kill Trump, folks, we know it's not the Iranians.
Right. John Kerry, if you're listening in, we are watching all your communications, maybe. Or maybe not.
But you're dead on, Otter Eichlin. They're going to use the Iranians as a cover. Because I already did a Mar-a-Lago story a few years ago. Remember
the, yeah, absolutely. Remember they did the little video trying to like make it look like... Because at the end of the day, Iran has a vested interest, right? Because they want payback.
And Iran is definitely in bed with the left.
Yeah. And so, which begs the question. I'm going to ask you this question, Alex. Who then takes the reign? If they do that to Trump.
I don't know.
You do know.
Who? Tucker Carlson?
Let me think about it. Who's in the best position to completely castrate the deep state and crush the commies? That has the understanding of the national security order to go ahead
Elon Musk.
Just clean house. He can't be president.
Elon Musk, yeah.
He's going to be vital.
He's basically already the president.
No, he's going to be vital in the conversation. I just think that... General Flynn becomes the inevitable leader.
Oh, General Flynn, obviously, yeah, yeah.
It's inevitable if they do that. So think about it. Trump's probably going to be better for them. Because if General Flynn, I mean, think about it. The people that General Flynn would bring into the administration.
The globalists are all going to prison.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.